1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump has ordered the deployment of two nuclear submarines in response to remarks by former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. He's been critical of Trump's threats of sanctions on Russia. CBS's Catherine Watson says it's not clear which submarines are being deployed.
If they're nuclear-armed submarines, there are at any given time a few of those on patrol, but the range of the missiles they carry are so great that the submarines themselves could be in the Atlantic, the Pacific, or the Indian Ocean and still be capable of hitting Russia. If he's talking about nuclear-powered submarines armed with conventional cruise missiles, there are generally two of those in the Atlantic and two in the Pacific, and those cruise missiles have a range of about 1,500 miles. So the appropriate regions doesn't have to be near Russia necessarily to pose a threat to Russia.
The president has fired the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics after it posted a disappointing jobs report for July.
The president just saw massive revisions right after he saw some very good numbers.
White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett.
I think people worry about partisanship and data all the time, and they're right to worry about it. But in the end, what we need is to make sure that the data are reliable and transparent and aren't being revised all over the place. Because when they're being revised all over the place, it creates at times the suspicion that something's wrong with the numbers.
A cornerstone of American culture will soon be no more.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting says it will start to shut down after being defunded by Congress. The CPB, as it's known, oversees the allocation of public funds to TV and radio stations that are part of public broadcasting.
It varied from community to community, depending upon size and market and donor base.
Craig Swagler is president and general manager of Baltimore Public Media. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Police have arrested the man who allegedly killed a couple at an Arkansas state park. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Andrew McGann made his first appearance in court Friday on capital murder charges.
No bond right now.
New surveillance video shows the 28-year-old suspect getting arrested Wednesday at an Arkansas barbershop, 5 days after police allege he killed husband and wife, Clinton and Kristen Brink, while they were on a hike with their daughters in Devil's Den State Park.
Hairstylist Adriana Avalos told us she was cutting McGann's hair when officers surrounded him.
I didn't sleep thinking about those girls and knowing that I put my hands on that monster, that I cut his hair.
In San Francisco, the city renamed a street for the Grateful Dead's Jerry Garcia on what would have been his 83rd birthday yesterday. He founded the band in 1965. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some hazy sunshine, highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-50s. Smoky sunshine for Sunday with highs in the low 80s. 58 Sunday night, 82 your high on Monday. Highs to the mid-80s on Tuesday.
It's 51 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday morning, Up North News reporter Selena Heller will talk to Jimmy Cuska, Jane Mattiner.
And me.
Oh, that's Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She'll be here too.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. ProfHearingCare.com. By Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. And by Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance and available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers. HuntworthGear.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, August events at the Range of Richfield, fall food plots for deer, and avoiding tick diseases. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, congratulations are in order for Hupie and Abraham. The firm just got word this week that it was named one of the top law firms in America for 2025 by MyLegalWin.com. You can read all about it there. For more than 50 years, Hupie and Abraham has fought for its clients, turning denied or complex claims into justice. From car and motorcycle accidents to class actions and pharmaceutical cases, Hupie and Abraham is proud to deliver results while making communities safer through efforts like their Watch for Motorcycles campaign. Congrats again to Mike Hupie and company at Hupie and Abraham. Well, Jeff Kelm is in South Dakota this week, and then he's off to Dunkirk, New York next week. We'll try to catch up with him, but he's a moving target with all the fishing tournaments he's running this summer. Speaking of fishing, I fished the Chippewa River with my son John and Bimbo Gifford again this week. We caught a bunch of nice smallmouth, some up to 19 inches, and we raised one muskie. We had one follow and maybe a couple of short strikes, but saw only one muskie for sure. We also stopped in a couple of deep holes and tried for catfish. No luck on the cats. We did catch a couple of red horse, and we caught two sturgeon. John got one and I got one. They put up quite a fight, and of course it's catch and release now because their season isn't open until September. And these were sublegal fish anyway. John's was 45 inches, and mine was maybe 35. We didn't measure mine. And this weekend, I'm heading up to Eagle River for the Wisconsin Outdoor Communicators Association annual conference at Trees for Tomorrow. I'm taking the boat along, and Sunday I'll probably fish an area lake before heading back home. Coming up, Range of Richfield President Jim Bobiash announces August classes and specials at the range. J.C. Chamberlain offers advice for fall food plots and other bow season prep we should be doing right now. And Sawyer Company founder Kurt Avery shares some tips for avoiding tick bites. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
Why is everyone coming on their riding mowers and UTVs?
I figured all the neighbors could use a break from yard work, so I invited them for a...
Ooh, a ride-on lawnmower movie?
Or, as I like to say, a movie.
For beautiful lawns, backyard parties, and everything in between, we've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet, being original.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, The Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. Huntworthgear.com. That's Huntworthgear.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience. They're located on Helson Drive, and that's just north of the Richfield Cabela's store where Highways 41 and 45 split, and you can find them online at therangewi.com. And joining me once again for our monthly chat about what's happening at the range is Range of Richfield President Jim Bobiash. Well, Jim, welcome back to Outdoors Radio. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Dan. Always a pleasure. Enjoy this time with you. It's always great. So I look forward to it also.
And it is summer now, finally.
It's steamy summer. And I don't know about you, but the last few days here have been just awful. You don't even want to go outside. It's just so hot and so humid. Today, it's fairly nice.
Yeah, we've got a little respite here. I was up on the Chippewa River Monday and Tuesday, and Monday was 90-something, and we just kept dipping our hats and shirts in the river and, you know, cooling off that way. But
oh, man.
Yeah, but it's cooling off this weekend, so things are looking
good.
Up.
We can use it.
Yeah, so how was July?
July was amazingly busy. We had lots of folks coming in and taking advantage of our $10 Wednesdays. This is one of our summer specials with all the lanes, both standard and premium, only $10. People take advantage of that, and that's awesome. And I'm glad because they come in. And that's what we need is, you know, is people coming in and walking around and shooting.
Yeah.
Not only that, but we've also been blessed with an abundance of new gun deliveries. We've got Glock, Smith & Wesson, Hellcat, Springfield, and more. So our gun shows have not looked this full in months, which is great. Now, if you're anxious and want to try some of these fine guns, we have a free gun rental Thursdays. So you come in on a Thursday and you rent a lane and you get a free gun rental, and that includes eyes, ears, and a target.
That's a deal.
People take advantage of that because they want to try different guns, and, you know, why not do it here for free? It's great. So again, it's another one of our summer promotions. We're trying to get folks, you know, into the range, and we're happy to have them.
Yeah. And of course, August is National Shooting Sports Month, and I imagine you've got some things going on for that.
We do. We do our part to try to celebrate and promote this exciting month. We have a scheduled series of events that fit in with this entire month. First off, if you come in and shoot, you get a National Shooting Sports Month swag bag.
Oh.
So it's got some little goodies, and it's free, so come on and take advantage of it. Also, kids 7 to 17 shoot free with a parent or guardian. That's an hour limit per day. Vets shoot for $10 per hour all month. Again, 1 hour per day, and an ID is required. So another way of saying thanks for your service.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've also got some specials going on here at the range. We've got 50% of all of our cleaning supplies. For some reason, we have acquired a bunch of cleaning stuff that we, you know, it's not moving very fast. So let's, you know, price it down and let's get rid of it. So 50% off cleaning supplies. We also have a bunch of mags, so we're taking 25% all the mags.
Very good.
And then we have another bonus here. You can enter to win a free one-year membership. All you do is purchase a gun or purchase a Liberty Safe, and you'll be entered into this contest. That's a drawing. And if you win, you get a year's membership. If you're a member and get it, we extend your membership for another year. So if you're buying a gun or a safe, might as well take advantage of it.
Absolutely. That's a special deal for sure. How about classes?
Classes were kind of scaled down a little bit because of the summer months and everybody's traveling and, you know, vacations and everything else. We do have two. We've got our NRA basic pistol course, and that's being offered on August 16th and 17th. And then we'll also have a very popular Wisconsin concealed carry class on August 17th also. So if you're interested in either one of those classes, feel free to get online and you can sign up right there, or you can stop in or call, whatever you want to do. We'd love to have you here.
All right. Well, you've got leagues. I would imagine they're going to start up again in September, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Our Women's Pistol League will start Thursday, September 18th. Our Bullseye League is now going to be on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And that'll be starting Tuesday, September 16th, and then Wednesday, 17th, and it'll go on, I think it's for 16 weeks.
Do you have to sign up for that?
Yes, yeah. We keep track of the scores, and there's a trophy that goes out at the end.
All right. Now, you mentioned buying a safe earlier. Is this a good time to buy? Do you have any deals?
Oh, yes. We have a good one. August is going to be a great time to buy a safe. We're calling it our hot summer sale. We're giving 10% off all Liberty safes, and this is both in stock, or if you order a safe from Liberty online through us, you still get 10% off, which is a good deal. This is attractive to a lot of folks, and if you've been eyeing up a safe and you were on the fence whether or not to buy it, now's the time to do it. If you want, you can give me a call at 262-222-6006 and ask for Jim. And I can answer all your questions that you might have regarding the safes, delivery, financing, whatever it might be.
Very good. Well, how about your consignment program?
You know, consignment is really going over well. It's a little slower now during the summer, but it's still amazing how many people are coming in and taking advantage of this program. Once again, we've had a person that heard about this on your show.
Okay.
And they came in, which is awesome. And we chatted with him, and he decided that he'd like to sell his gun. So we have taken it in on consignment, and we are working with him right now. And we'll take care of him. It'll be done. So, you know, if you have any gun that you're not using, or, you don't want it anymore, you know, come on in and talk to us. We'll be happy to help you. It's a good way to get a couple extra bucks to help fight that inflation.
Yeah. Now, if he heard about it on my show, do I get a commission?
Yes, you do. You get a three-hour shooting.
All right. That's a deal. Add them up. I'll come in.
All right.
Well, and you don't have to be in the market for a gun, or if you have questions, you're the guy to talk to, or your staff, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, we love to talk about guns. You've got a great selection of guns. What's interesting now is that we do have all these used guns on consignment, and that changes a lot. Now we're getting a lot of customers that stop in on a weekly basis to see what's new in the store. And then we get a chance to chit-chat with them and everything else. So, again, you don't have to come in to buy anything. Just come on in and take a look around.
All right. Well, Jim, thanks so much for getting us caught up on what's going on at the Range of Richfield. I hope you have a great August, and we will talk to you in September.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Jim Bobiash. He is the president of the Range of Richfield. And if you don't know by now, it's located on Helson Drive, just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where Highways 41 and 45 divide, and you can find them on the web at therangewi.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now is Kurt Avery. He is the founder of Sawyer, and if you have visited my booth at sports shows in the last decade or so, you're probably familiar with Sawyer Permethrin. Sawyer makes insect repellents and water filtration systems. They're very active all over the world, and Kurt is author of a book called Sawyer Think, How a Small Company Disrupts Markets and Changes the World, and you can learn more about everything Sawyer at Sawyer.com. And he joins me now from Sawyer headquarters in Florida. Kurt, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Well, thank you for having us. It's our honor.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you. And as I mentioned to you before we started recording, you know, I used to sell Sawyer products at the sports shows in Wisconsin, and they're very popular here. And that's really why we're talking to you today. Because of ticks and Lyme disease, apparently there are a lot more ticks around this summer, or so it seems. Is that really the case?
Yeah, two things. One, there are a lot more ticks because we've had some warmer weather, but Also, we're encroaching on their territory a lot more than we used to, you know, as we build our homes in the woods and we go on hiking a little bit more. So they're more and we're interfacing with them more. So it's a little perfect storm going on.
Yeah, I guess so. And here in Wisconsin, turkey hunters and early season deer hunters and to some extent trout fishermen are the ones besides hikers who encounter ticks and end up with Lyme disease. And, of course, your Sawyer permethrin is a product that prevents the ticks from doing their damage. How does it work?
First, to understand the tick, a tick is a very slow metabolism. It only breathes once every 15 minutes, so there's no panic involved here. What happens is they breathe through their abdomen. So when they cross fabric that's treated with permethrin, as long as they go past about 1 inch, that's it. They're done. Now, they'll live for a long time. Like 4 or 5 hours, they'll keep crawling, but they're done. Their metabolism is so slow.
Uh-huh.
And you got some 8 to 20 hours before they would ever embed and trade fluids enough for you to pick up any one of the 6 or 7 diseases that ticks have. So it's something you don't need to panic with. What we tell the hunters to do, when you shoot an animal, whether it's rabbit, turkey, deer, whatever, as soon as the body cools down, the ticks are leaving. You know, a deer can have hundreds of ticks on them.
Oh, yeah.
So what you do is when you're bringing them home in the truck bed, lay down a piece of canvas or blanket that's permethrin treated.
Ah.
So if animal's cooling down, all the ticks drop off onto the canvas, and it's permethrin treated, so they're all going to die. So you're going to bring home a bunch of dead ticks and no live ticks. Even though they might be crawling around, they're done once they're on the fabric. So I always say, bring home the trophy, not the ticks.
Yeah. Now, that's a great idea. What's a good way to prevent ticks from getting to us in the first place?
First, people don't realize that ticks are really a function of the small creatures, the mice and the rats and stuff like that. A typical mouse will have 10 to 12 ticks on it. So what you do is you take cotton balls and you treat it with permethrin and you lay them out in the yard or whatever and let the mice bring them back to their nest. And so they love that little soft cotton, and while they're in their nest, all the ticks are going to die. So that cuts the population down. And it's a very simple way to do that. Now, of course, when they do pass them around, that's when they get onto the big animals, you know, the deer and whatnot. But mice are usually the problem. And what happens as we build our homes in the woods, we chase away the predators for the mice. Foxes go away, the hawks go away because, you know, they don't want to live with us. So we've in essence, encouraged the mice to proliferate the tick population.
Okay, well, aside from that, if we're hiking in the woods, we're not going to be tossing cotton balls left and right as we go down the trail. Is it really worth tucking your pants into your socks and, you know, wearing light-colored clothes and long sleeves and that kind of thing, especially in hot weather?
Yeah, those are good tips. Obviously, if it's really hot, you're going to wear shorts. So that's where a topical comes in. You can spray a topical repellent. We do Picaridin because we think that's better than DEET. And that's kind of like the new thing that's coming along, the new repellent. But yeah, if you got bare skin, you have to do the topicals. But ticks are always going to climb north. It's a little mechanism they have, which means they can be in the bushes too, not just in the grass.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come up north. They're going to try and find a warm, soft skin so they can embed. So the first they're going for the back of the knee, and then they'll try the crouch, and then they'll try the armpits. And if all else fails, they'll end up on the head because they didn't have a choice. But it's a long process. I mean, they got this little hyposome, which is full of barbs, and you can't even feel them going in. I mean, it takes at least 8 hours before they would embed. And then more time than that to trade fluids with you. They have to get blood, give you the bacteria, take back and forth, back and forth. So it's quite a while you have to get them off, too. So the light-colored clothes helps you find them. Again, if they've crossed an inch, they're done. Even if they look like they're alive, they're going to be dead. They're not going to embed. Some of the other tips, like if you're going to be able to sit on the ground like a turkey hunter and all that, of course, they got their clothes treated anyways, but if you got to wear shorts, take a bed net. Bed nets don't weigh anything. You can put them in your backpack and just treat that with permethrin and sit on that, a ground barrier for any ticks, too.
Uh-huh. That's a great idea.
Permethrin's going to take care of mosquitoes, too, so it's a double benefit.
Yeah. And how about removing ticks? Assume one gets through the barrier and I find it stuck to me.
Yeah, a lot of people have misnomers on that. There's what's called a voluntary and involuntary exit. What you don't want is to encourage the tick to come out on its own. So no more cigarettes, Vaseline, or whatever. Because if a tick is going to remove itself, it's got to release those barbs on its mouthpiece. So it's going to spit its fluids all over it as much as it can get in there to loosen up so it can leave. So again, knowing that they only breathe every 15 minutes, you can sneak up on it pretty easily. So you just put your tweezers or their stick removal devices, either one, and just very, very slowly back them out. Don't snap it up because you'll leave the mouthpiece there, but just very slowly. They're not going anywhere. They're not going to give you any fluids. They don't move that fast. And then you want to clean up the site, a little alcohol or antibiotic, whatever you might feel you need if you think you've left body parts in there. Very slowly. Take your time. You have plenty of time. Don't panic.
Okay. Ticks can carry a variety of diseases, and the main one that we hear most about is Lyme disease, but there are others as well, right?
Well, there's one that you really want to stay away from, and that's the one that gives you poison. And that gives you a red meat allergy. I thought it was kind of interesting. At the cattlemen's annual banquet, they had to serve chicken because too many of the cattlemen were allergic to red meat now.
That's crazy. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's some serious stuff. You know, you're a hunter and you can't eat red meat. What are you going to do? So don't eat a lot, I guess.
But yeah,
quite a few. Rocky Mountain spotted fever. There's some new ones coming. So there's about five or six things that you just don't want to get.
Absolutely. Well, okay, let's go back to your permethrin product. What is the correct way to use it?
Yeah, first of all, when you read the directions, it sounds like you're going to die. You know, well, you're not going to die from permethrin. It's pretty harmless. Those warnings are all because it doesn't work on bear skin. So they're trying to, EPA very awkwardly trying to tell you not to put it on your skin. It isn't that it's harmful. It just doesn't work. Your skin breaks it into an amino acid and you don't have a repellent anymore. It's not like a topical. You spray it on fabric. You put on your shoes and all the way up, whatever fabric you have. And it'll dry. So you put it on, let it dry, use an airy space. Permethrin itself is odorless, but there's some dispersants in there that have a little petroleum smell. You want to let that air out. It's not bad. But once it's dry, it's odorless. Being in Wisconsin, sometimes people are going to safaris or going summer vacation in the other hemisphere, you know, winter vacation. And they say, well, it's 10 degrees outside. How can I get that on? Well, it's very simple. You kind of go in the garage where it's maybe 30, 35, spray it, let it drip dry. And then you go back to your dryer and you turn your dryer on hot and let it get nice and hot, then turn it off. So it's not tumbling. Throw the clothes in there and let it dry in the dryer, not tumbling.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else you want to tell us?
Permethrin is very similar to like the ink in your shirt. So it's the same things that are going to deteriorate the ink in your shirt is going to deteriorate the application. But you can actually get 7 weeks, six washes, 7 weeks. You don't need to wash it the first time. It's fine. So you can get 7 weeks out of one application. But what deteriorates it is the agitation of the washer and dryer and the tumbling of a hot dryer. And UV light. All the things that would make your blue shirt fade are the things that would deteriorate permethrin, because it's going to bind to the fibers as if it was an ink. So it's going to stay there. And so a lot of times, hunters, you know, I mean, if they have a hunting outfit and then they come back and put the camo in the closet, the clock stops. You get 35 days of sunshine, but if you're only out there for a weekend, then you put it in the clock. I mean, you might get, you know, years and years out of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like it would fade a shirt if you left it out in the sun. You can make this stuff last a lot longer.
All right. Well, before we let you go, Kurt, tell us about your humanitarian efforts with Sawyer.
We are very privileged. We have the best water filter. It's about the size of a Coke can, maybe even a little smaller. And it's 0.1 micron absolute. So nothing can get through that thing that would make you sick. Viruses, but they're not in the water. Viruses are airborne body fluids. They're not in the water. So if you run water, no matter how bad it is, I don't care how much fecal matter is in there and whatnot, the water that comes through the other side is going to be safe. And then because we have very robust fibers, you can backflush it and clean it like you would a swimming pool. So these things last for 10, 20 years. You take care of it, there's nothing that's going to make this filter stop working. So since we have the very thing that people want, we're able to donate these things. I don't pay a lot of taxes. We're all legal. We give the Caesar what is due Caesar. But we would rather give away the filters than make profit, pay the taxes, and give away what's left. Because we have the filter they want, we can give away the actual filters and not have to pay taxes. Because I'm 100% owner, so nobody tells me I have to make a profit. So I don't have to make a profit. That's a crazy business model, but we try not to make money. We give away hundreds of thousands of these every year all over the world. We're in 80 countries with 140 charities. We're in some of the most difficult places in the world. I better not name them, but we're in some places you wouldn't believe we're in. And we're just now starting a program where we're going to do all of Honduras. Within a couple of years, we'll get that whole, the whole nation will have clean water. And when we do that, within 2 weeks, sickness goes away. We're in some very bad slums in Kibera, Nairobi, and they've closed the medical clinics. There's not enough sick people. So we can put the sicknesses out. We also give them 10 to 20% of their income. They're not buying water. They're not buying fuel. We're the greenest thing on the planet because you're not boiling water with wood or propane. The benefits are staggering. I mean, it just changes the whole lives. I mean, they don't have diapers over there. They lose a third of their kids.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, well, in Village, they didn't name the kids till they were 3 years old. They asked them why, because we lose so many. If they make it to three, we put the filters in, go back, they name them at birth now because they haven't lost kids any since then. So can you imagine the pain of losing a child and now all of a sudden you don't lose any of the kids in the Village?
That's amazing. That's a great story. Well, Kirk, we got to let you go, but I found this conversation very interesting. I'd like to talk to you again sometime, maybe about Picard and your new product and other things that we can do and other things we can learn about protection from insects and water filtration. They're both topics of interest.
Yeah, well, anytime. We're educators. So, and we can change these people's lives for less than a dollar for 10 years of clean water. In some cases, 20 cents for 10 years of clean water. It's kind of interesting. It's a challenge, but what an honor we have. God has given us a great honor to be able to do this.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Kurt Avery, folks, is the founder of Sawyer, and we've covered a lot of ground here, but to learn more, go to their website, sawyer.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Are you ready to wake up the deep bite? Meet the Gold Miner 30 from Rapala, your new secret weapon for trolling the depths to wake up your next trophy catch. This hard-running bait dives fast to 30 feet with a wide-tail swing and a loud rattle, built to fire up big walleye, lake trout, northern pike, muskie, and more. Whether you're working the brakes on Lake of the Woods or chasing giants on Mille Lacs, the Gold Miner 30 tracks true at any speed and comes in 20 proven colors. Find yours now at Rapala.com or your favorite fishing retailer.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle falls, and Washburn falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Get ready for the ultimate outdoors and family adventure. Game Fair 2025. America's original since 1982, Game Fair runs six big days, August 8th, 9th, and 10th, and August 15th, 16th, and 17th at the Armstrong Ranch in Ramsey. Try your hand at archery, test the latest hunting gear, and bring your dog for field demos and competitions. Game Fair 2025, where the outdoors comes to life. More info and tickets at gamefair.com.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
Why is everyone coming on their riding mowers and UTVs?
I figured all the neighbors could use a break from yard work, so I invited them for a...
Ooh, a ride-on lawnmower movie?
Or, as I like to say, a movie.
For beautiful lawns, backyard parties, and everything in between, we've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp, telling stories, and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is deploying two nuclear submarines in response to comments by former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. Here's CBS's Catherine Watson.
If they're nuclear-armed submarines, there are at any given time a few of those on patrol, but the range of the missiles they carry are so great that the submarines themselves could be in the Atlantic, the Pacific, or the Indian Ocean and still be capable of hitting Russia.
Trump has fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics after its big downward revision of jobs created in May and June. White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett.
What we need is to make sure that the data are reliable and transparent and aren't being revised all over the place, because when they're being revised all over the place, it creates at times the suspicion that something's wrong with the numbers.
CBS's Jim Krasula says the Corporation for Public Broadcasting has begun shutting down.
The CPB oversees the allocation of public funds to TV and radio stations that are part of public broadcasting.
Congress eliminated the CPB's federal funding. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Smokey the Bear. Smokey.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some hazy sunshine, highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-50s. Smoky sunshine for Sunday with highs in the low 80s. 58 Sunday night, 82 your high on Monday. Highs to the mid-80s on Tuesday.
It's 47 right now.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter. Experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, it's time for another Madison Outdoor Report brought to you by Pappas Trading Post, Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer, located on State Highway 14 just west of Arena, about a half hour west of Madison, and on the web at pappastradingpost.com. And joining us is a familiar voice to our listeners, wildlife biologist and Trading Post archery expert, J.C. Chamberlain. J.C., thanks for joining us. Welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yeah, as always, it's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you were kind of hard to get a hold of today. I understand you were selling somebody a new Matthews Lift X?
Yeah, so just delivering a new bow to a gentleman. Getting ready to hopefully have a good season and possibly even take it out west here this fall.
Ah, okay. Now, do you have many people upgrading when Matthews or other companies come out with a new bow?
Yeah, it kind of comes and goes in waves. Like, there's usually a real hot streak you know, those first few weeks that the bows are out, which is typically like mid-November. And then we might get a little bit of a slowdown, but like this time of year, you know, everybody's starting to really think hunting, and things are, since the 4th of July, have really picked up, which is awesome.
Well, is it crunch time yet? It's August, so we're getting close.
Yeah, it's definitely time. Whether it's vertical, crossbow, it doesn't really matter. It's definitely time to be thinking about it and getting some practice in. You know, as far as like shooting goes, especially with the crossbow, it's usually more just kind of checking things and, you know, making sure we remember how to run it.
Yeah.
With the vertical stuff, definitely time to get it out and start doing some shooting. In a lot of cases, it's us that we need to tune a little bit versus the bows in most cases, but definitely time to be getting that stuff out and playing with it. So we're getting shorter and shorter as we go here.
Yeah. And part of your shooting, for some people, is from an elevated stand. Is that a good idea if you're going to be hunting from a tree stand?
Yeah, it definitely does make a difference. You know, at your close yardages, say 20 yards, 25, you know, it's not crazy different unless you're shooting, you know, lighter poundage. But it still is a really good idea to practice that, you know, any situation, whether it's sitting, you know, for shooting in a ground blind, shooting elevated, if you're going to be in area, you know, even if you're spotting and stalking in the bluffs especially, you know, you could get some pretty extreme uphill or downhill shots. So definitely a good idea to be practicing what you might encounter in the field.
Okay. And for those of us who have access to private land, whether we own it or have permission or lease it, what should we be doing now with about 6 weeks before the season?
Yeah, this is a time of year that really like to make sure we're getting food plots in. If you're doing food plots, we're getting to that time where, again, it's getting a little shorter and shorter. There's still time, but with the moisture we've had, should, especially with fall blends, your brassicas or anything in that turnip, you know, it's a good time to get it in, let you get a little bit more green, a little more mass in there. And then, you know, water holes, if you are planning on putting one in, it's a great time to do that as well. There's always time still to do that, but definitely want to get those in pretty soon so they can find them.
As far as tree stands go, a lot of people just leave them in place, but it's always a good idea to check them, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. If you are loosening straps in the fall or winter, you know, when you're done hunting, definitely is time to get back in there and make sure they're all tightened up. The straps are in good shape. Usually, personally, I don't let them go over 2 years on the straps, just from a safety standpoint, and even trimming them out. You know, I mean, you can definitely, lanes-wise and stuff, can fill up pretty fast with all the new growth on the trees. But, you know, one thing I want to really stress there is if you're up in the tree at all or checking them, make sure you got a harness on.
Yeah.
It's definitely not worth not going home over or having a serious injury.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We've got those lifelines hanging on our tall stands. We got one stand that's just, you know, you can reach up and touch the platform, but the rest of them are quite a bit higher. And we've got those lifelines on them. And of course, we wear harnesses when we go up or down and hunt. You know, you got to have the harness on while you're hunting, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, can never say enough or remind guys enough that, you know, we have multiple customers every year that fall, and sometimes they are wearing a harness, but unfortunately a lot of them aren't hooked in when they do, and it, you know, we've had a lot of serious injuries and even, you know, lost a few guys because of it.
Wow. Yeah, and that's when you fall, is when you're climbing into or getting out of your stand, you know?
Yeah, generally not when you're in it. It's usually, you know, in that transition from the sticks to the stand or vice versa. You know, even sometimes, you know, all of us have done it where we're hunting an older stand or something that seemed fine and it just out of nowhere just gives way.
Yeah.
So definitely got to be careful.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and what if you don't own hunting land? You're going to be hunting public land. What should you be doing now?
It's a good time of year to scout. I mean, obviously the deer aren't necessarily going to be where they will be, you know, full time as season gets here, but they should be pretty close. This is the time of year that I like to check ag fields around the area that I want to hunt. really get an idea of what's there and even, you know, how the deer are using the landscape around there. And, you know, there are times, like, if you know that area fairly well, you know, it's a good time to get in and, again, kind of prep spots a little bit. Things are going to thicken up and stuff, so you may have to switch trees or move around a little bit, maybe get a little different perspective on that area that you're hunting.
And people should know that on public land, or at least a state and federal land, you can't be cutting live vegetation, can you?
Correct. So that definitely makes it a little bit tougher there. You got to be careful of that, but it kind of adds that little bit to the game as far as trying to get close enough and, you know, and have good shooting lanes and be in the right spot.
Yeah, and of course, more vegetation means more cover for you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, hopefully it's in your favor, so it covers you up more than it does prohibit you from getting a shot. But
yeah.
Definitely, you know, those thicker areas can be really, really good come rut or finding some of those more mature animals in the area.
Mm-hmm. Is there still time to get a bow or crossbow tuned if I discover there's something that needs work?
Oh, absolutely. We're pretty caught up on things for the most part right now. Again, unless we're ordering parts, a week has been very doable at the moment. Even ordering parts in some cases, like if it's string cable, that typically we can get fairly quickly. But, you know, outside we're probably still 2 weeks if we're ordering parts even. So there's plenty of time left, but definitely if you're planning on hunting that opening weekend, if I would get things out and get it checked over and get to shooting.
Yeah, okay. Any specials going on?
Right now, we still got the Cuddy Link special going. The starter kits are $100 off there, so two cameras and a home unit. Outside of that, I think that's pretty much it at the moment.
All right. Well, JC, we will talk to you again in 2 weeks, and meanwhile, I hope you've got your water holes and your food plots in, or you're working on it.
Yeah, everything's looking pretty good. I got one little food plot to get back in there, and then I'll actually be trying to get it squeezed in here before we head west.
That's right. You're going west for an elk and mule deer hunt, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So next time you talk to me, it might be from the road.
Okay. We'll do that again then. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. J.C. Chamberlain from Pappas Trading Post with the report from Arena, Wisconsin. They're located on Highway 14 just west of Arena and about a half hour west of Madison. You can find them on the web at pappastradingpost.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. See the latest Crestliner Boats and Mercury Outboards at Cedar Lake Sales in West Bend. Cedar Lake Sales has a clearance sale going on now on 2025 model boats and pontoons, and they've got some real bargains. This is a great time to wave big on a new boat. I think we want to save.
I think that's big. What I meant. Yeah.
yeah. Save big. You know, I just read the copy. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. ProfHearingCare.com. It's you've probably never seen the movie Anchorman, but in that movie, Dan, Will Ferrell is a news anchor, and he just reads whatever is on the teleprompter, and they get mad because there's an errant question mark at the end of his statement, and he says it like a question, and everybody gets upset that's the way it went. So anyways, that's how this is sometimes. By Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. And by Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance, available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers, huntworthgear.com.
Yeah, I guess I should proof the copy before I send it to you. Sometimes I do. Usually I do. Anyway, if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not on the air where you live, you know what to do. You can watch it at milwaukeepbs.org. And you can catch the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special from the last several years on our Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And the radio show's online all the time. Go to lake-link.com, download it there at the Outdoor Radio page, and then you can also go to outdoornews.com and their website, outdoornews.com/podcast specifically. Download it, take it with you wherever you go. Dan's on social media at Dan Small Outdoors. You can find me at Hardwater
Jim. Lost in the Woods Improv's next show is this Sunday at Honest Dog Books. Wait a minute, is that last week? Yeah, that's last week.
Last week? Yeah, that would be last
week. Forget it. All right. They have a schedule that you can find on their YouTube channel, Lost in the Woods. And our friends at Stormy Cromer are partnering with Friends of the Fitz, and that's the Edmund Fitzgerald, to issue a limited edition original Stormy Cromer Edmund Fitzgerald cap, and they're donating $20 from the sale of every cap to a Friends of the Fitz fund to help fund a Wisconsin Historical Society marker in Superior, which is where the Fitz set sail from on his last fateful voyage. And they've got a great big sale going on through the 31st with discounts up to 65%. Details on both of those items at stormycromer.com. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. His next show, he's going on today, Saturday, at the Catholic Church in Washburn at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Free performance. And then next Sunday, the 3rd of August, they are presenting Riding the Wind at Big Top Chautauqua. That's the show that built the tent. For tickets and info, visit bigtop.org. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend wherever you are and join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
And the heron is fishing on one cold leg. When the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman will join us to break down all the weekend news. We go beyond the cheese with Poppy Bakery. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, Winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
As Wisconsin's summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. A Federal Reserve governor has announced she will retire next week. Adriana Kugler didn't give a reason why, but President Trump claims she's stepping down because she disagrees with Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's reluctance to cut interest rates.
I have an open spot on the Federal Reserve Board. I'm very happy about that.
The Fed left interest rates unchanged again this week. The president has fired the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics after it posted a disappointing jobs report. More from CBS's Christian Benavides.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics revealed July's job numbers came in lower than expected and made revisions to May and June, showing hiring was much less than initially reported. The economy added 73,000 jobs last month, which was fewer than expected. May and June were revised downward by over 250,000.
Trump claimed without evidence that the Bureau is trying to make him look bad.